This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This week, Morning Edition has been visiting one of the most diverse areas of the nation. Around Los Angeles, you can vividly see some of the trends that are affecting cities and towns across the country. Los Angeles County's population is majority-minority, and it includes immigrants from around the world. Today, we're going to a part of central L.A. known as Koreatown. It's large, it's bustling, and it's gentrifying. One of the signs of prosperity is a luxury complex known as the Wilshire Aroma Center. That's a place where affluent Korean Americans can dine, shop, practice their golf swings, take saunas, and talk to NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
From here on busy Wilshire Boulevard, the $40 million Aroma Center beckons. The five-story steel and glass building is topped with a video screen visible for half a mile. It advertises golfing and the relaxing spa services inside. It's the kind of place you might find in Seoul, South Korea. Inside, there's a VIP restaurant and nightclub, also a shopping mall with a Korean-American bank and shops selling vitamins and golf accessories.
Golfing has become so popular among Koreans and Korean-Americans, there are now dozens of indoor golf ranges throughout L.A.'s Koreatown. The one at Aroma is the largest, with four floors of platforms overlooking an enclosed net and a big red target in the distance. 50-year-old John Song, who runs a mortgage company, says he comes here sometimes twice a day to perfect his drive.
We could relax in here, we could enjoy ourselves in here, and also we could re-energize our systems back to go to work.
Song says he can remember when all that Koreatown had going for entertainment was a nightclub and a couple of restaurants. That was 20 years ago, before the area filled up with Korean strip malls, restaurants, and spas like Aroma. Close to 200,000 Korean immigrants live here or nearby.
Right now, we don't feel like that we're living in foreign countries. We feel like we're in our hometowns, because we don't feel any differences between here or either Korea.
Song remembers how Koreatown businesses were looted during the 1992 riots when ethnic tensions boiled over. He says no one would have believed then that the area would recover enough to house a luxurious shopping mall, fitness and spa center, or that so many Korean Americans could afford to pay $25,000 for a lifetime membership. Aroma's marketing coordinator, Jisoo Park.
We wanted to have upscale clientele, so we made everything more luxurious and upscale than any other spas in Koreatown.
There are now more than 50 Korean health spas in L.A., according to the Koreatown Chamber of Commerce. Some are owned by small business entrepreneurs who immigrated here. The Aroma Center was built 3 years ago by Hanil Development of South Korea, a large cement and construction company.
한국이 그래도 비교적 좀 땅이 좁다 보니까
Sales and marketing manager Hyun Shin says the Aroma Center was modeled after so-called well-being facilities in Korea, where limited land and dense population call for sports, shopping, and spas under one high-rise roof. The women's spa at Aroma has small whirlpools of bubbling hot and icy cold water and wooden dry and wet saunas. There are bathtubs steeped in seaweed, green tea, ginseng, and other herbs, and quiet nap rooms lined with mineral stone and jade. Non-members can pay $15 to use the waters or extra for a deep tissue massage. 62-year-old Young, that's her first name, says it all helps to keep her looking young.
If I'm not coming here, I don't feel good.
Young remembers closing down her two grocery markets after the L.A. riots. 12 years later, she's retired and at the spa five times a week. Some non-Koreans have discovered L.A.'s Korean health spas as well. UCLA anthropology professor Ki-young Park says that's all good, but she worries that the luxury spa may be creating a new divide between wealthy Koreans and those who are struggling, such as recent immigrants.
How many people can afford this kind of membership fees, you know? I mean, there are more urgent matters they need to be concerned. We need to have, more quality schools, right? I mean, other hospitals or whatever, other facilities. I mean, we lack, definitely.
Even so, Aroma's marketing coordinator Jisoo Park says Korean immigrants worked hard for their leisure time.
It reflects that our Korean Americans have strength to overcome all the sufferings from the past, and they have rebuild their lives in here in Los Angeles.
And the Korean-American health spas have found their niche in a city that worships health and beauty. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.